There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that.
This is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby. That's right. This man knows what's up.
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
All right, away we go. FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile. Glad to have you here. Hour number two on this Tuesday. Get back to work for a lot of folks out there. And speaking of which, we got our friend April Marie Fogle coming up in just a second. But first, I want to check in with Blaine Price over at Parrish Tractor in Robertsdale. Blaine, I can imagine the number of rental equipment pieces that showed back up today. People took advantage of that three-day weekend and getting that extra a day or two for the price of one.
Oh, yeah, Sean. We had a bunch of them pouring in here early this morning, coming off that long weekend. But so we've got a lot of our inventory back with rental today. So if you're in the market for looking to knock out any projects, or if you're looking to go to the hunt camp with a tractor with some implements, definitely hit us up. Come by, see us, because we got plenty of that back in stock as of this morning.
Okay. Well, what about this? What if somebody says, yeah, I want to have a tractor to take to the hunting camp, but I want it to be mine. I want it to stay there. You got this. I run an L-Series Kubota. I love it. You got a deal on these L-Series and package it together and put it on a trailer. How's this work?
That's right. So if you buy an L-Series tractor right now and buy it with at least two implements, and it could be any two implements, a box blade, a bush hog, set of pallet forks, a disc, any of that, it all qualifies for 0% interest financing through Kubota. But also, we're going to throw in a 7x20 trailer as well to form up that package deal for you.
I love it. All right. So, and you've got the inventory of the tractors, obviously, and you have those implements, right?
Yes, we do. We got all the implements, all the tractors. We've also got side-by-sides, skid steers, mini excavators, a little bit of everything. We've got it all in stock right now.
All right. Well, then next thing to do is ask you, how'd they find you?
We're right here in the middle of Robertsdale at Parrish Tractor on Highway 59. You can come by and see us Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, or 8 till noon on Saturday. Or you can give us a call at 251-947-4171.
And thank you, Blaine.
Thank you, Sean.
All right, there he goes. Blaine from over at Parrish Tractor in Robertsdale. All right, without further ado, one of the favorite guest hosts of this show, if not possibly the favorite guest host of this show, also author, radio show host, media personality, mom. What else did I miss here? April Marie Fogle joins us now. Hey.
Hey there. Happy Tuesday. Although all day long I've had it in my head, it's Monday.
I had to train it out of myself this morning. So I was doing it too, but I trained it out by the time we got on the air. So I finally crossed that threshold to enjoy Tuesday for Tuesday, not trying to make it Monday. so it's good. All right. I want to ask you about this. I hadn't even got a chance last hour to talk about the story from over the weekend, the reaction to Trump saying that IVF should be paid for by, government. Insurance company. In other words, there'd be a guarantee of getting in vitro fertilization treatments by other taxpayers, right?
It seems like such a bizarro thing for a Republican candidate to say. I think everyone on the right would, you know, we're a overwhelmingly majority pro-life party, right? But this idea of shared costs of IVF, I have very strong opinions that that's the wrong way to go.
Yeah, I guess that's what I need to clear up, too, on this is before somebody gets busy on the text line, I have no issue with the IVF. I mean, I'm for babies and families, all this, so I'm all for that. My question is not whether you should do it or not. Yeah, do it. Cool. Should that be paid for by another taxpayer. And I, this is the problem. This is where I tell folks I'm 80% with Trump, but there's sometimes I go, I just can't do that. That's where populism in this case, I believe, splits with conservatism.
Yeah, it's, you know, and it sounds good, right? Like, we're going to, and what he says is he says two things is, you know, he will require insurance companies or the government to cover, quote, all costs associated with IVF if he's elected. He said, because we want more babies, to put it nicely. Now, here's the thing is, IVF is incredibly expensive. And there are, you know, there's just a lot of reasons that people choose IVF or do IVF, and not all of them are things that someone should pay for. Let's say, you know, a woman decides to have her tubes tied young, and then later she decides she wants a baby. The way she could go about that is IVF. Should you pay for that woman who wants to change her mind on that decision? Because I don't think so. It's an incredibly expensive procedure.
Yeah, and I'm not even I'm not making a decision based on an opinion on whether I like the IVF treatment for that person just described or not. It's just at what point do you, the insurance company, one part of it, but the government, at what point can you say it's not the job of other taxpayers to pay for these things? And they have been delineated, right? I mean, there's been big arguments about it's one of the things they push with transgender, right, is that it wasn't cosmetics, not the right term, but, you know, that they said, oh, it wasn't this, you know, it was actually key to life. They were trying to make the argument that it was a life-saving procedure to get it paid for.
Well, can we just be clear that that's just stupid, first off? So there's no life-saving reason for a healthy young woman to have her breast cut off. There's no healthy young reason for a young male boy to have his stuff cut off.
Right. No, I agree with you, but they're trying to make the argument that, I'm just trying to frame it to people and say the reason they pushed it being life-saving is not just to pat themselves on the back, but it's about getting it paid for by somebody else.
Absolutely. And so IVF is a, it is, you know, I had my children through reproductive health assistance, which as a Catholic, bad, by the way, you're not supposed to do that. But it is an expensive, it is time consuming, and there's all sorts of reasons that that families choose to do it. And I think this is something the government needs to stay out of. If as a woman, I have known women to shop specifically for insurance plans that will cover this. And so, you know, there is a market out there for it. You want to pay for the insurance plan that you know is going to cover this, then do that. But should the government be paying for it? I just don't believe so.
So what do you think is the reasoning for this push here from Trump? Is it just a push back on the questions about, you know, the Roe decision, or is it to engage people that are, you know, might be undecided voters that are in the idea of IVF, and so they're going to vote for them so they get it paid for? I mean, it seems like a Democrat way to do things.
It's such a weird issue. So, of course, Alabama put the IVF issue on the national stage when the Alabama Supreme Court made their decision about the IVF clinic that was right there in your backyard, right? Mm-hmm. And so, so that put this on the front, as a big issue. Trump commented on it then and said, I think, you know, clearly Alabama's got to fix this. And then I think it's just been buzzing in the background. I don't think there's any voters sitting at home going, you know, I'm going to choose my presidential candidate based on their stance on IVF funding. I just don't, in my head, imagine that being anything that has a single issue voter associated with it. We know single issue voters to be pro-life, pro-guns. You know, there are single-issue voters out there, but I don't think there's any IVF single-issue voters.
I would agree with you on that. And so I don't know how that helps the campaign, but we'll watch for it. Speaking of the campaign in general, you know, I can find you a poll that says what you want to hear, no matter who you support. I can find a lot more to say it's a toss-up. We look to have, I guess, the wave has crested of the honeymoon after announcing Vice President Harris as the nominee and candidate. So what's next in the short slog? I wouldn't even say long, the short slog to November. I mean, it's just 2 months away.
Well, as I look at the headlines, today there's a bunch of them, you know, is J.D. Vance the worst VP nominee since Sarah Palin? And I'm like, hey, I'm pretty sure Kamala was the worst VP nominee for, you know, I think we're going to see a lot of the same issues drug up again. I think part of the reason we're seeing the IVF issue is that Trump really stepped in it in Florida when he was when he talked about voting for that Amendment 4 down there. And so he's trying to placate, you know, women, but he doesn't know how. I think that's how we got there. And so I hope that for the rest of the campaign, we actually get to issues people care about. And, you know, that's the economy, that's the border, that's education, things people are sitting around their kitchen table talking about.
Yeah, you know, the running through the economy and other issues, I've said this many times here, and I say it hopefully that people will think about what I'm saying and maybe make if they're somebody who is planning to vote for Harris or they're undecided, will make a critical thought on this. This isn't rhetorical. I'd love to debate it with people. But it sure as heck to me sounds like the Harris-Waltz campaign is campaigning against an incumbent Donald Trump. Like this idea that we're all these bad things are going on in people's lives right now, and look at Donald Trump with just pretending that they're not the party in power for the last 3.5 years.
Yeah, it's a very bizarre mind, you know, head fake that's happening right now. Just prior to Biden dropping out of the race, Kamala was all going around talking about, you know, Bidenomics working, and now she's running as if Bidenomics hasn't happened, as if they haven't been in the White House. It's a very strange head fake, and the media seems to be playing into this, right? The question is, will voters? And I don't think they will. I don't think anybody can, with a straight face, ignore the entire presidency of Biden with all that's going on around us.
April Marie, tell folks want to reach out and engage this conversation a whole lot more. How do they find you online?
Yeah, the best place is on Twitter or Facebook, and I'm at April Marie. That's APRYLMARIE.
Good stuff. We'll talk to you again next week.
Talk soon.
All right, there goes April Marie, and we're all coming right back.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
At 123 FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. See Dr. Bill's forecast. You hear him talking to the guys this morning. So it rained this week, which was kind of a rare thing in August. At least in my house, there's like it rained to the south of me, west of me, to the east of me. I'm dry there. So rain coming through, but by this weekend, some cooler temperatures as well. I've been riding my e-bike all summer long in the stupid heat. I do wait till later in the day to ride it, but a little bit of cooler air, maybe a longer ride in my future. My e-bike that I got over 2 years ago from Adventure Earth Bicycles truly has become part of what I do every week. And when I mentioned that to folks, they say, okay, I say, I get more exercise because I got an e-bike. And they're like, yeah, you get more exercise if you didn't have an e-bike. I wouldn't. Because e-bike, I put it in, and you can run one of these e-bikes. He's got 75 in stock at any point in time. And there's some that are more for on-road electric bikes, hybrids. Mine's an off-road. But you can ride them fully electric if you want to. But you can also put them in just like assist modes to where, you know, stuff that's not fun, going up a hill, going through sand, something like that makes it more taxing. It just kicks in a little bit. So for me, yes, if I was... You get more exercise if you're riding a non-e-bike, but if you don't ride it, you don't get the exercise. My e-bike's made riding bicycling in my 50s fun. And so I get out more days, ride more often, ride more distance, do more pedaling, and get more exercise. So that's just one of my reasons. I use it in the woods, too, for stealth, to get around during hunting season. But I also use it, like I said, regularly, became part of my life for exercise. People use them for all kind of reasons. 400 of the non-e-bikes in stock at any point at Adventure Earth Bicycles, but 75 in stock to take a test ride on in the e-bike universe. And Clint knows this stuff inside and out, so if you're trying to figure out the right bike for you... spouse, children, whatever. He's got the bike. He's got the advice for you. What you need to do is go by and see my friend Clint Jameson at Adventure Earth Bicycles. They're at the corner of like Little Flower, right there at the airport in Little Flower in Midtown. Or you can go see them online, adventure-earth.com. Adventure Earth Bicycles, everything inside to get you outside and getting some more exercise and other things, right? And just enjoying riding a bike. All right, the text line here. Jerry, the always underspoken Jerry in Fort Morgan, he said, those sorry folks in Montgomery can't give the idiots who vote for them a 1 cent break on groceries. Where in the hell are they going to get the money for Medicaid? Medicare, he said. I think it's Medicaid in this case, Medicaid expansion. You know, and that was done on purpose, too. The names being so similar between these two programs, because people will hear it and they will mistake one for the other and be like, oh, yeah, well, we should have Medicare. Well, this is Medicaid. He goes on to write, I have to tell you, I told you so. We should have settled for the tax rebate. So let me take my lick on this, Jerry, because you are correct. And I have been, I was positive that something, we would build this snowball with the removal of some portion of the state's sales tax on groceries, and it would build municipalities we get in, and we would start having, taking the taxes off of those things that are critical for people. Once again, this is helps the working poor. It's not about people on assistance. It helps the working poor put more money back into their pocket when they go buy groceries. But they found a way, and Jerry is correct, to say, well, they didn't grow enough in the ETF, so they're not going to be able to reduce it anymore this year. I'm going to keep pushing for it, but Jerry, I'll take the lick. You're right. They found a way not to drop it anymore. Let's see. Dan and Daphne said, so I have the issue with my daughter who's in college. She's adopted, so I'm older. I'm 71. She's 20, and I can't get good insurance for her because I make too much money, but not enough money, so she's in the gap. In the gap there, and we pay $189 a month for a $10,000 deductible insurance. Even today, right? I think there's new problems, more problems than when the whole idea of the Obamacare got started, right? There's people that find unique situations. And some of the things we have, perverse incentives in this country, right? That somebody, to get the care they need, older people have to divest themselves of like everything they've ever worked for to be able to, you know, claim the dependency on the government. I mean, these things are, I don't know, I don't have a one-size-fits-all fix for it, but I think it's, it's obviously continuing. And Terry points out the Razorbacks won 70-0. Just say it. Yeah, Terry, I think Bama should have won by more than 63. All right. Joshua says, so April Marie is Joan Rivers if you are Johnny Carson. But Joshua, as a kid, I idolized Johnny Carson. Idolized him. Big time. I was just the style. I had the style. He was the best. Even though I was a big Letterman fan, comedically, but for timing and style, Johnny Carson, I'll take that. Let's see. T-Bone says, it's been proven in countless studies that children born through IVF procedures vote 65% Democrat. I just don't know why that's what Trump's going to go with. I mean, that's the problem. That's populism versus conservatism. Like I said, there's 20% of the time, I know to the chagrin of many, that I go, I can't, still Trump's the best candidate, without a doubt. But there are times when I can't go along and get along and agree because I don't think it's right. Michael says the IVF issue can be summed up best by what Jeff said earlier. It's either life or property. You're either making your potential child a commodity or you're freezing or destroying more children every year than Planned Parenthood does. This unnamed texter, have there been any cases of somebody undergoing IVF and then seeking an abortion for that pregnancy? Got no idea on that. This texter said, we pay for abortions through Planned Parenthood. We paid for millions and millions of illegal immigrants. We don't really want to, but we still do. You're talking about the IVF thing. The Planned Parenthood thing, so because of the Hyde Amendment, none of the money can go directly to abortions. But do federal tax dollars go to Planned Parenthood? They do for things other than abortion. So there's a commingling, you could say. But they can't, because of the Hyde Amendment, spend it to reimburse for abortions. Jane says, IVF allows wealthy people to get customized child by using multiple embryos. Why should we pay for that? And what happens to the unused embryos? Jane, you and I may actually agree on that sentence Why should we pay for that? Once again, why? When we decide something has to be at a level of importance that you take money from one taxpayer to pay for somebody else's thing, shouldn't that be a, it should be a narrow, narrow road? Seems to get wider all the time. Be right back.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 135, FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile on this Tuesday. Yeah, Tuesday, short week to work with. Big Labor Day holiday for a lot of folks, extended by a day there. But it's not over in the fishing world, for sure. It's really never over in the fishing world here on the Gulf Coast. And to keep reminding me, too, my buddy Forrest at Blue Water Yacht Sales sends this email out. You can get the same email, too. Go to their website, bluewateryachtsales.net, and get signed up for it. But I often talk about the great brokerage service. Like, if you're selling your high-end used boat, why you need to use Blue Water Yacht Sales. But the other side of it is they're selling high-end used boats, and you can get in this email, and they'll send it to you weekly or sometimes even more than weekly when new inventory is coming in, and see what's brand new in the brokerage inventory at Blue Water Yacht Sales. It's pretty cool. And yeah, summer's not over. If you're looking for, right now, good deals too, as people are, elsewhere are closing down their boating season, selling that boat, your chance to get the boat you've been looking for and keep on fishing out there. We got, I know, side note, but conversation I had a couple weeks ago with Scott Bannon, Director of Alabama Marine Resources. We still have many, many days ahead of snapper quota to fish, so it's going to keep going on. Get out there in August. I mean, get out there in September and October and enjoy it. Blue Water Yacht Sales also for the service work on your Mercury, Yamaha engines. They can do it. They also have the parts for you if you do it yourself. Just got to stop by and see them. Orange Beach Marina, the East East 65 Beltline, and online at bluewateryachtsales.net. All right, good to see this man back in studio. The crowd goes wild. Wayne Dean, UCP of Southwest Alabama. How are you, sir?
Doing great.
So, you come to me, he always comes to me because he's got a fun event coming up. Is this the time that you don't? Is this, you came in to say we don't have an event coming up?
No, this is not the time. I may do that one day, but not today.
Wait for the day that Wayne Dean comes in and says, no. Hey, Sean, by the way, we have no event coming up.
No. No, this is actually it's kind of appropriate. It's still summer, but we're looking toward the fall.
Yeah.
We're doing a, every year we do this. This is our 15th year. It's a taste of Mobile's carnival season, which is kind of cool weather in the fall, our food and folly.
Yeah, so this is a obviously a very popular event. The theme is strong, yes, that people, I forget, Fat Tuesday's late this year?
It's in March, yes.
Yeah, it's late, yes. So,
thank goodness.
So, it's going to be a while, so you get a little taste of Mardi Gras here in the fall.
Right.
So food and folly, what happens here? Somebody who's never heard you talk about this.
Okay, food and folly, it's obviously a carnival Mardi Gras type theme. We have food. Have 20 restaurants, caterers that the people that come can sample everything from seafood to barbecue to gumbo to chicken, depending on what those caterers and what those restaurants decide to bring.
Okay.
So it's soup to nuts. You get to sample all kind of food. We also have wine. You can sample wine. You have probably 15 different varieties of wine, high-end wine that you can sample in your own personal 9-ounce cup that we give everybody. If you don't like wine,
yeah, now get to the good stuff here, Wayne.
Yeah, if you don't like wine, we got beer. We're working on it. they didn't have beer when I first came with them, but I had beer, but it was house beer, which we still have. But now we have like anywhere from 8 to 9 local or area craft breweries.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
That bring, again, everything from IPAs to porters to whatever they bring, and you get to sample that, and we'll even give you a little 9-ounce Pilsner glass if you like that.
Mm-hmm.
But then 2 years ago, we moved up or down the scale, and we started the stuff. It's great. We went to spirits, and we started off with one or two, and this year I think we have 6 different distilleries. Everything from Clyde May, the
Alabama whiskey,
Is going to be eventually brewed in Alabama, or not brewed, but distilled.
Yeah.
I think they're getting closer and closer. Actually, one of the Lewis's is going. Lewis May is going to be there this year to answer questions. We have Tito's Vodka, which is kind of one of the popular vodkas. We also have some, hopefully some moonshine from over in Baldwin County. We have other bourbon, Detline, which comes from Alabama. And it's actually one I just found out about out of Fairhope that has bourbon that they distill in Fairhope. They will be with us. And we're still working on a couple of other. You know, again, how much liquor can you have? You know, you don't want to have too many, but
Wayne,
people that want to people that want to sample the stronger liqueurs,
yeah,
get a chance to sample some things maybe they've never had before.
Well, and I think the good thing there is when you talk about wines, beers is not a big a risk, but buying a bottle of wine or buying a bottle of liquor, you're like, you don't know if you like it or not, and you're about to fork over some cash.
Right,
so
right.
It's nice to know, find a new favorite, and then know you like it before you
sure
go buy a bottle.
Sure. And one thing we had last year that people that went said, well, love the vodka, but could we have more things to mix it with or to do with? So I think Tito's are bringing some special cocktails that they're going to have that people can sample and kind of get a feel for, okay, that goes well with this, you know.
Oh, that pairing thing.
Yeah, the pairing.
That's what the fancy people do.
Wayne. Yeah, that's for the uppity pairing. But we don't require you dress in that high style at our event. You would think in one way it should be, a black tie.
Yeah, if it's Mardi Gras.
But a white tie to go all the way. But it's kind of business casual.
Okay.
Most people come in, you know, suits and the ladies in appropriate attire.
Okay, so this is at Fort Whiting, like
you said.
At
Fort Whiting on September the 19th. Excelsior Band, as always, will be there playing for the guests as they come in and during the event. And at some point, we'll break out into a second line. Last year, we had a number of maskers that showed up, some folks from the Nevergreens, and the Knights of Reverly Follies was there, and just to add to the to the flavor of the evening, and we'll do that again this year. We may have some different people, or some of the same.
I want to, and we come back to the party, but I do like to point this out. Until you and I started doing this, I didn't realize the scope of UCP.
Yes,
and I. So we're talking about the fun part. We can keep talking, but tell folks, read them the stats here. Listen to this.
Right.
What y'all do? How many families you interact with?
Yeah, it's the. Why we do all of this is to help serve our clients, and we serve clients. Most people think, well, it's just in Mobile.
Mm-hmm.
It's 32 counties of South Alabama, and some of these counties, people were going into homes even during the pandemic, at the height of the pandemic, to help families with children or newborns even.
That you have these families, they have a child that has cerebral palsy, and they don't know who to turn to.
Right. Or another disability.
Mm-hmm.
We have we serve not only children but adults with numerous disabilities. But I think the stat that you're mm-hmm. always enjoy listening to, and it's actually been bumped up. We think right now it's about 750 families every month that we serve.
Y'all hear that?
That's a lot of people.
It's a lot of people.
I mean, if
you're
a family is two, but most families are more than two. And then if you take the family out of it, and, you know, a child or an adult in a neighborhood that's close to it, the neighborhood also is affected by that
mm-hmm.
family. You know, it's not just the family that lives in that house, but it's the extended family. It's grandma, it's grandpa, it's aunt, it's uncle.
Mm-hmm.
It's good neighbors that they've lived next to for 20 years. Everybody is touched by that what we do.
Yeah, and that's what I love hearing that number, because I think people like to know that they're coming out to do something fun, but that money, because there's big national charities out there. People go, I give money, but I don't really know what happens.
Yes.
Right? It's a good thing. I support whatever. But
sure.
But how does you come in and give me the mechanism of, here's the money coming in, and here's how you're serving people.
And United Cerebral Palsy is all over the country
mm-hmm.
and in other areas. But
that's not your job.
No,
your job
but
are
what
the 32
we,
counties.
Yes, what we earn or make or people donate to us here stays in those 32 counties.
Mm-hmm.
And it helps our therapist.
Our people.
It helps our preschool. It helps our adult program. It helps our people that work in employment to get people jobs. Mm-hmm. That's a very unusual, but we do help people get jobs as well.
Now, so now y'all know the impact it makes around here. So even more reasons to come out on the 19th. And if people want to get tickets, is this a get them ahead of time? Talk about the tickets, or is
it's
this
always easier to get them ahead of time? And the easiest right. way to get them is by a website, which is kind of simple: UCP Mobile, which again, that local connection, UCPMobile.org. And tickets are $100 a couple, $65 a single.
Okay.
So if they want a table, we can work with them there too.
Okay. So they can get, yeah, take the office, take clients out and do
yes.
that.
Oh, yes.
Right. Before we wrap this up, I can't have, you know, Wayne's guy that dabbles a little bit in Mardi Gras. And
I just changed hats.
He changed his hat. So you and I talking. So what do you think? Without having, I know there was a time before it, but I wasn't around for it. All I remember is every ball I've ever been to, you know, except for like reception's different, but a ball.
Yeah, you've got a full-fledged ball.
Yeah, then we went to the Civic Center.
I've been to about 1,060 some odd balls in my lifetime.
My God.
About probably 800 to 900 of them were at the auditorium or the Civic Center.
So
others were at Fort Whiting and
I happened to Fort Whiting.
Convention Center and other venues around Mobile.
But now not having it, and they got the plan that it will be 2 years. Your
three
thoughts?
Years. Yeah, I say it's going to be 3 years.
2027, I think they said.
6 or 7. Or it's going to be 7 or 8, but that'll be a whole new ball game. The Convention Center for these big organizations is a whole new ball game.
Yeah,
but they'll make it work, or if they go to their own dens. They'll make that work too.
Yeah, I wonder, and I mean, this is all just, you know, finger in the air, trying to figure sure. out, you know, check the wind direction here. But will people that go outside of downtown, if people go into their own dens, that's one thing. But if they're going to go get venues like, you know, got a lot of venues, you've got the grounds,
right.
you've got, you know,
right.
the Mitchell Center, places like that. I wonder if it'll start, people say, well, I like this better. You know what I'm saying? I wonder if we lose organizations, and I have no way of knowing, but that won't come back downtown.
Well, I think it's going to depend on the size of the organization and what their experience is. There's still some balls that have parades that are at Fort Whiting.
Yeah.
Smaller groups that for whatever reason, don't want to or haven't expanded to the point they need a bigger venue. If they need a big venue, there's not but one or two around, and that one of them's gone, and the new one hopefully will be about the same size as the old one.
Yeah, the exciting thing will be at 27, 20, whatever year they get this.
A whole different thing.
Be the first, like, hey, this is the first whatever ball at the new facility.
Right.
That will be interesting.
I do the tableau for one of the Mystics, and I said, well, I've done it for 30-something years. I'm going to do it in Convention Center for 2 or 3 years, and I want to at least do it 1 or 2 years in the new building just for the excitement of trying mm-hmm. something new. You know, you bring the circus to a different town, and you got to set up in a different lot. So let's see how that works. And it'll work. It may be different, but it will work. And while we're on that, in my other personification, this is the 40th year of Chief Slack number 4.
Is it?
And that's scary.
You were 12 when you started, right?
I was about 6, I think. So I feel some days I feel like I was 6, and some days I feel like I was 306.
40 years.
40 years.
Wow.
This is our 40th year
wow.
to be Chief Slack the 4th, and it's been quite an honor.
Man, I didn't realize 40. That is.
That's before you were born. Not really.
No, but I was before I was aware.
Aware.
That's for sure.
Some
people say that was just last week when I became aware. So
I was going to say that, but I said, I'm not going to do that.
I'll take the hit on myself. So once again, y'all, Food and Folly, this is coming up on the 19th.
Yes.
Tickets available right now.
UCPmobile.org.
Always good to see you, Wayne.
And if you see a flyer anywhere around that's got a QR code, just scan that.
Okay, that's the thing you do with, like I explained. Mom, if you're listening, that's where you put your phone on there and take the picture, and it takes you to the website.
Right.
All right, be right back.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 152 FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile. Glad to have you along on this Tuesday. Check in with my buddy David McCrary at LCM Motor Cars, and it's a start of a short week for a lot of folks, but let's talk about the inventory. We like to do that to start the week.
Yeah, it is a short week for everybody, and a couple of the sales that we try to usually get cars from are on Monday, so we lost those guys. But we were able to pick up nine fresh units this morning, and they should be here by the end of the week. A lot of smaller SUVs, got a couple of trucks involved, a couple of cars, so minivans. I think I bought a couple of minivans this morning that are not real expensive, something we can get good payments on.
All right. Speaking of payments and all that, what's the atmosphere out there on financing?
Financing's good, Sean. We did five Friday, one Saturday, so we've been busy. I mean, that should tell you, I mean, if you're interested in buying something, we've got the ability to sell you something.
All right. Well, tell folks how to find you.
We're at Highway 90 in Plantation in Theodore. It's 1 mile south of I-10, exit 15A. You can give us a call at 251-375-0068 or just go to the website, lcmmotorcars.com.
Hey, thanks, David.
Have a good day.
Hey, you too. Dave McCrary checking in from LCM Motor Cars. Get as many of these texts as I can read before we okay, here we go. Unnamed texter says, we pay for abortion. Okay, wait, that's... We already read that one. There it is. All right. Dave from Gulf Shores. Thank you. I think auto-corrected. Dave from Gulf Shores said, Sean, I'd rather pay for IVF, WIC, food stamps, and illegal aliens versus another aircraft carrier or a nuclear bomb. I'm a vet and a hawk, but enough is enough. But does IVF, and believe me, first of all, thank you as for your service as a veteran. And you probably heard me over time. I'm not hawkish. Right, I'm very strong on national defense, but I am the. If you had to turn over, the coin to see the opposite side of John Bolton and the neocons, you'd find me, right? But that doesn't say the IVF thing. It's not anti-IVF. I think that's a great thing. Is it? I'm just asking this question. That's not popular in a populist world. Is that the job of taking money from one taxpayer and giving it to the other? Let's see. This texter said, Trump lost it with me over his statements about veterans being losers, and suckers. You never speak about this or his outrageous lies. I love it when I'm told what I never talk about. I do love that. That's sarcasm, if you didn't, because I talk about all kinds of stuff. If people, you know what you never talk about? I'm like, well, did you listen yesterday? You know? So you're talking about the what Kelly said was what John Kelly said that Trump was saying privately about service members and veterans. That's, I mean, Trump's people say he didn't say it. Kelly's people said they did say it. You know, it was like the stuff before with the Gold Star families and all that. It's... What do you need from me? So Kelly said, this story is a couple years old, right? Yeah, so this is back in, year and a half ago. John Kelly, who was chief of staff at one point, said that Trump said, I don't have it all in front of me, but said that the people were suckers and losers for being POWs or something because there's nothing in it for them or something to that effect. That's what Kelly said. And the Trump campaign denies it. So I have talked about it before, but that's, if that's what you want. Yeah. And outrageous lies. Here's the thing I think is interesting about the Trump lies. Trump lies are usually wrapped up in his ego, right? Just to make himself like, we did this, we did that. The Harris lies are wrapped up in straight up deceiving what the reality is going to be. Oh, we'll do this, it'll be fine. We'll do that, it'll be fine. It's going to be, we're going to put price controls in. That'll fix everything. Sure. Let's look at history and see how that works. Let's see. Dirt Digger says Democrats would kill children in the womb. Maybe would rather kill children in the womb than they have to support them and can be taxed to death. This texter says, in places where abortion is allowed, there should be a tax on a tax on abortions to fund IVF. This texter says, hold up, wait a minute. Are we not pro-life? More IVF means more babies, and the government already in the round way pays for abortions. Shouldn't we have to also have them pay for more babies? I think they should. See, that, and your belief there is held by a lot of people. That's a populist belief. This is where I break from what is the new orthodoxy. I don't, the limit of the things I think you take taxes from one person, one American citizen, and give to another is narrow. Now, you can make arguments for safety net, life-saving, those things. You know what? There's some, I got some wiggle there. I see the nuance there. But on some of the other things, I don't. All right, Paul Feinbaum Show on the way. And yes, by the way, I didn't get to Michael's text, but I'm with you. I'll get to it real quickly here. Michael text, 1,067 Mardi Gras balls is a ton. I would have never guessed anyone had that many Mardi Gras balls under their belt. Yeah, that's some. Wayne Dean, man, he wins the... I don't know that anybody's ever gone to as many Mardi Gras balls as that man. All right, Feinbaum, talk to y'all tomorrow.
Hey, it's Sean Sullivan. And for any of y'all out there that thought about outsourcing your benefits and payroll for your business, based on my personal experience, I suggest you call Coastal HR. When we asked them to quote us an employee and benefits payroll package for this radio station, Coastal HR offered us better benefits for less money than we paid last year. I learned a valuable lesson not just to accept that your business has to pay more for less coverage. Now we can spend all our time making great radio, not worrying about HR. Get back to business with my friends at Coastal HR.
Hi, this is Gordon Deal. Join me weekdays for This Morning, America's First News. Hear the stories you'll be talking about and searching for all day as we go beyond the headlines and above the chatter with your first look at breaking news, money, Washington politics, technology, entertainment, entrepreneurship, and sports. We explain why stories matter. That's why we are referred to as the most important and relevant radio program. Join us weekdays for This Morning, America's First News.
Turning up your voice. FM Talk 1065, WAVH-FM, Daphne, Fairhope, Mobile.